It's time for your RateHarp Toronto Market Brief, the local read on your market. Brought to you by RateHarp.com, free, smart tools for buying, selling, refinancing, or renewing in Canada. Today's headline, Toronto Housing Market, a glimmer of hope amid falling prices. Here's what you need to know. What's moving in Toronto May has been a pivotal month for the Toronto housing market, with Greater Toronto Area, GTA, home sales increasing by 6%. This marks the third consecutive month of rising sales, signaling a potential shift in market dynamics. However, this uptick comes amidst falling prices, which have dipped nearly 5%. It seems that affordability is becoming a driving factor for buyers returning to the market, despite the current economic climate that features a prime rate of 7.2% and a stress test rate of 6.73%. The resurgence in sales indicates that buyers are finding ways to navigate the current affordability challenges, even as prices decline. One of the most intriguing aspects of this recent trend is the contrast between rising sales and falling prices. Typically, an increase in sales would correlate with price stability or growth, but the current landscape suggests that many buyers are capitalizing on reduced prices. The market appears to be responding to the ongoing affordability crisis, where potential homeowners are seizing the opportunity to buy before prices potentially stabilize or increase again. In this context, we can observe a clearer picture of how buyers are approaching the market. Many are likely motivated by the fear of missing out on lower prices, especially in a city like Toronto, where home ownership remains a significant aspiration. The heightened activity in the market suggests a renewed confidence among buyers, despite the economic pressures that continue to loom, such as high interest rates and ongoing inflationary concerns. What it means locally, the implications of this shift in the Toronto housing market are multifaceted. For sellers, particularly those who had anticipated a more favorable market, the dip in prices may prompt a reevaluation of their strategies. Many sellers may need to adjust their expectations and pricing to attract buyers who are now more discerning due to the economic backdrop. As prices drop, the pressure mounts for sellers to present competitive offers that can stand out in a crowded marketplace. For buyers, this environment could represent a unique opportunity. The decrease in prices, combined with an increase in sales activity, could indicate a window where buyers can negotiate better terms and potentially secure properties at more favorable prices. Those who have been waiting on the sidelines may now feel encouraged to enter the market, driven by the lower costs and the desire to own a piece of Toronto. Investors may also find this to be a critical moment. With the market showing signs of life, there may be opportunities to acquire properties at lower prices before the market potentially rebounds. The challenge will be to navigate the complexities of financing amidst higher interest rates. With a five-year fixed rate at 4.73% and a variable rate at 6.3%, investors will need to consider their financing options carefully. Overall, the current market conditions suggest a dynamic interplay between buyers and sellers. While prices are falling, the increase in sales reflects a resilient demand for housing in Toronto. As we move further into the summer months, it will be essential to monitor these trends closely to understand how they may evolve and what further implications they may have for the local market. Key takeaways. The Toronto housing market is seeing a resurgence in sales, indicating renewed buyer interest. Falling prices may create opportunities for buyers while posing challenges for sellers. Investors should carefully evaluate financing options amidst higher interest rates. That's your RateHarp brief. Whatever your next move, buying, selling, refinancing, or renewing, it's all free at RateHarp.com. See what you could save, set your dream rate with RateWatch, check what your home is worth, and talk to a licensed expert. Smart money stays informed. Until next time, I'm Marcin Migdal. Keep making sense of the Canadian market.